It's 7:39 at WGCL, and we check in every Thursday with our good friend Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Yeah, exactly right. The weather's been great. We haven't suffered through July and August. That's been relatively pain-free. I mentioned the story last half hour, though. If you kind of live in a vacuum sometimes here in Bloomington because we got enough stuff going on, but there have been places 45 minutes from here, we've seen record rain and flood and disaster. We've been very, very fortunate, and it's helped you out at the campus as well because that's helped your construction schedule.
Right.
We saw plenty of rain in May and June, but it slowed down a little bit because you can't do a lot when it rains. But now tell me, are we ahead of schedule now because of the nice weather we've been having?
We're a little bit ahead of schedule on the main building site. You know, things are rocking and rolling there. With the rain, you know, we had a little issue with our roof over the culinary area, and that is all closed up, and it is moving very fast. So the main part of the building is at about 80% complete, and the culinary area is about 60% complete. In the main building site, we have the electric is on, some of the air conditioning units are on, so, it's taking such a phenomenal shape. Paint is done in various places, in classrooms and hallways and all of that, and they're finishing the data cabling and some of the control wiring work, and I was told, you know, we're putting all our tours, you know, I'm getting more and more information so I can share stuff with people, and it's so much fun, and I was told that we have about 25 miles worth of data cabling in the expansion, so that's pretty cool, and I want to give a shout-out. Yesterday, we hosted the Northside Exchange Club, and they came out for a tour, and they were pumped up about it, and so, again, you know, if anybody's listening, call us. I'd love to give you a tour. We're ready to go and rock and roll, and we'd love to show it to you.
All right, we just gave a couple pairs of tickets away. The Northside Exchange Club fish fry is coming up tomorrow.
Yes, fish fry. That's right.
Can you smell that?
Fun.
Can you smell it? Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, totally.
4:30 tomorrow, the 47th annual Jimmy Ross All You Can Eat Jonah Fish Fry,
right.
The West Concourse at the IU Stadium. And putting the building, the new car smell? Is there a new building smell? Is that similar?
Totally. It's exactly the same thing. You'll never get old.
You have to put one of those humongous, do you just hang a real pine tree then from the outside to get rid of that new car smell?
Now, exactly. That's what we're going to do.
Keith, pick up the pine tree on your way into work. Now, we're close to getting back to work, and obviously we know the staff is already busy preparing. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up Monday the 24th, that's the kickoff day, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, that scares me because that seems too early, but it's not. Classes start in less than 2 weeks. And Jenny, I talked last half hour. People in this day and age, and I'm one of them, are professional procrastinators. Why? Well, we have the resources and technology to do so. We can get information at a moment's notice. We can sign up and do things. Ivy Tech is leading that line. If you haven't made a decision yet on your academic future, you can still participate this fall, correct?
That is absolutely correct. So classes do start on August 24th. We're just like Indiana University. We start on the 24th. We are open. We're having extended hours in the next few weeks here as we ramp up to the start of fall. This weekend, we're open from 9 to 1. And the following Saturday, the 22nd, we're open from 9 to 1. And we have extended hours throughout the week. So Monday through Thursday, next week and the week after, we will be open from 8 to 6:30. And then Friday, 8 to 5. It's not too late. We have people, lots of people there to help. Help you find out what classes work for you in your degree program, help you with your financial aid, help you to get your books and all of those things. So come on in. We need to help you. And we've got the greatest staff statewide at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, don't be afraid. They're there to help you out. It is big decision in life. It's a big financial decision. They can help with those angles as well. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning.
Right.
She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And you've got plenty of new faculty members going to join you, too. We don't have to name all of them, but just tell me what positions across the board. It looks like here you've got just about almost one in every section.
That's right. We're super excited about this. All of our faculty returned today. They have some various meetings, like departmental meetings and our central administration meetings and all of that. And today we have eight new faculty members. Some are new positions that we requested, you know, because of our growth and need for a full-time faculty. It's super important to have that full-time person helping our students. You know, we love our adjuncts, but our full-time people are part of our community on committee meetings and different things like that. So some are new positions that we received, and some are from retirement. So we've got a couple of new folks in math, one in communications, one in philosophy, one in psychology, one in econ, one in biology. We've got anatomy and physiology, and I think I said psych. Not sure, but
I can't even spell any of those.
No, exactly right. Don't ask me how to do that. But we're excited to have them join our family, so we'll see them today.
And reaching out, as Ivy Tech does, being a member of the community, you've got a cool thing coming up for students a little bit younger. It's the Youth Leadership Academy. That's coming up in the first week of September. Tell us who can get involved with that and who you'd like to see come out and try.
Awesome. Well, thank you. It's called the Youth Leadership Academy, and it's our second annual academy, and it's run through our Center for Civic Engagement. So any middle school student in Monroe County can apply. So that's any student who's a homeschool student, a charter school student, a public or private school student in the 7th or the 8th grade. There is an application online, so you can just go to ivytech.edu/O'Bannon, or you can call us at the campus and we can help you. It's the Youth Leadership Academy. We have faculty and staff and people in our community that work with these kids on all kinds of youth issues like homelessness, hunger, safety, bullying, and they get leadership skills with conflict resolution, problem solving, public speaking. Last year we had 14 kids graduate from 5 different schools, and it was amazing, amazing group of kids, a fantastic program. And the whole program culminates with the students presenting at our O'Bannon Institute. So it's an excellent program, and we're taking applications through September 4th.
Excellent, and a great way to get involved and a great way to develop the next generation. That makes it fun. Speaking of
it
fun,
really is.
The John Waldron Art Center, a little bird named Weichart has tweeted in my ear, there might be a two-man play going on over there coming up next weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, next week. It's Friday and Saturday at the Waldron, starring our Chancellor Emeritus, John Weichart, and the director of the Center for Lifelong Learning in the Waldron, and just all things Waldron. And our dean of the School of Fine Arts. I mean, I think Paul Daly has like 5 job titles. But he's
they're finding time to act. That's good.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the Waldron as well, you know, our catalog is now online. We are not printing a huge catalog anymore. We're saving some trees and going green. And people can look at our catalog online at ivytech.edu/CLL. Or again, they can call us. But I have a great class that Keith can sign up. You can sign up with him. Ukulele for beginners.
Well, that's
I think
right.
That would be a perfect class. Or knitting class. So we've got lots of adult classes and youth classes, art classes, all kinds of great stuff. So check it out.
Jenny, we always appreciate your time. Let me see here. That is 11 days. I want to just make sure my math is right. A week from Monday, the door's open. And give us the phone number one more time if anybody needs any help with anything Ivy Tech can help out with.
All right. It's 812-322-59. I am totally wrong. All of a sudden, I think I was giving.
You're fine.
I was not giving out my home phone number. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd like a large pepperoni with some breadsticks.
Oh, my gosh. Let's try this one. Oh, my gosh. 812-330-6013.
I'll edit it out of the one
that
we put
hilarious.
Online. Don't worry about it. Hey, I tell you what. I know you'd answer the phone at home as well. And
no matter
anybody,
what.
And help anybody out. Hey, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hope you know. Thank you.